Hello, my name is Gabby Halloran and I play viola in the Melbourne Symphony Orchestra. Welcome to my playlist. The meaning of hope to me is not some sort of blind optimism. It's always tinged with melancholy, as to be in a place where we are hoping for better things is to be in troubled times. Having said that, the pieces and songs I have chosen for this playlist always lift me up and fill me with wonder at the beautiful sounds created. This music gives me hope for the future and people's capacity for good. The Beatles have always been a favourite of mine. They provided the soundtrack to my childhood, as I had four older siblings who were obsessed by the band. Here Comes the Sun is the anthem of optimists all over the world. And Blackbird, which is heard later on the playlist, is possibly the most perfect musical composition ever written. So simple and poignant, and I love hearing the real bird song throughout. Next on the list is Samuel Barber's Violin Concerto, played elegantly here by Gil Shaham, who, by the way, is married to a famous Australian violinist called Adele Anthony. When I listen to this music, it is like walking through a field of sunflowers on a warm day. I attended a performance of the Barber Violin Concerto in New York a few years ago with Gil Shaham and the New York Philharmonic. For me, as a musician, it was a spiritual experience and I will never forget it. I met up with a dear violist friend after the concert who told me that he uses the opening bars of this piece as his alarm. Waking up to this wonderful music puts him in a good mood instantly. The Wind by Cat Stevens, who is now known as Yusuf after converting to Islam, is another simple yet evocative piece. I find his music very calming and meditative. Bach is one of my favourite composers. He really was a genius, with the ability to weave many different melodies together at once. This is called counterpoint, and Bach was the boss of it. Listen to how the beautiful melody in the oboe and violin is passed between the two soloists. It's as though they are dancing together. The other amazing thing about this piece is that the melody flows continuously without any resolution until the final chord. I think this is why the music sounds so fluid and elegant. Where do I begin to describe the wonderful Alpine Symphony by Richard Strauss? If you get a chance to listen to the whole work from beginning to end, you must. Listening to this piece is like going on a long hike in the Alps, as it depicts a whole day from sunrise to nightfall spent climbing a mountain. I have chosen Auf dem Gipfel, On the Summit, as it contains some spine-tingling music, employing the full force of a massive symphony orchestra. Every time I hear this piece, I cry, so be warned, get those tissues ready. This wonderful music is life-affirming and full of hope. It gives me the feeling that I am standing on a summit after a difficult climb and gazing in awe at the breathtaking view. My last piece for this playlist will calm you down after all that strenuous mountain climbing. Beethoven's Emperor Piano Concerto is a very popular piece, and for good reason, it's momentous and beautiful. The slow movement, called Adagio un poco mosso, is like a lullaby. In fact, I used to hum it while settling my newborn babies to sleep, and it worked almost every time. I hope you enjoy this playlist and that it brings some comfort to you during difficult times.